nice enough to join us now. Bright and early out on the left coast is his trainer, Dallas Stewart. Dallas, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. I'd have to imagine you're normally up even earlier than this when you're back in Kentucky in the fairgrounds.
Yeah, correct. You don't get much sleep when you're a horse trainer, I can tell you that.
You don't get much of anything else when you're a horse trainer besides headaches. But I guess when you walk into the barn and see a horse like Seeking the Soul, kind of makes it all worth it, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's a pretty unique horse. You know, he's six now, so he's been with us for 4 years, and maybe we're just getting started with him. You never know.
Well, you've had
Go ahead, dude. I'm sorry.
You've had a nice plan with him all year long, and it seems like it's being executed to perfection. Was this race on your radar when you began the year?
Well, you know, after he won the Stephen Foster, you know, we knew we needed one more race before the Classic. And last year he went to Saratoga, he didn't do very well. So I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't go back there. We have another option. Weather's good. Track's good. Let's go to Del Mar. So here we are.
You talk about having him for so long now. He's been in the barn for 4 years. Does that make your job with a horse like him any easier? Is he, you know, the proverbial part of the family at this point? When you walk in, you're just so used to seeing him there that you just know what to do with him?
Well, he's a unique horse, I can tell you that. He makes his presence known when he's in the stall, when he's in the shed row, out on the racetrack. You know, his races have been exciting. You know, it's an exciting thing for Chuck Hippy. He owns him. He bred the horse. He's got the mom and the daddy and everybody. So he's been an exciting horse for the whole owner, trainer, rider, everybody. Sure has.
You got that elusive grade one with him back in the Clark in 2017. You're not afraid to run him, though, in other spots. I think a lot of trainers, once they grab that grade one glory with a horse, they want to keep him in that competition. You don't seem to really let that bother you. You ran him in the Schaefer. You ran him in the Ack-Ack. Is he the kind of horse where you don't worry too much about that? You just have to keep him on some sort of a schedule, some sort of a game plan with
it's all scheduling. You know, it's just what's up next as far as the Schaefer. He was coming off an injury, and we wanted a race that wasn't too tough on him. And, I mean, he ran great. He ran second. You know, and then he come back. We ran him a mile. He ran terrific. But it's just what's on the schedule, you know. So you just got to kind of plot it out that way.
You don't make too many trips out west, Dallas. You must really think highly of him and how he's doing. Talk about, you know, it's been a couple of months now since the Foster. Talk about his win in the Foster and the couple of months since.
I mean, it was a terrific race, you know. Johnny gave him a great ride. He stalked him right, you know. He just stalked him to death, you know, and then made that kickoff turning at the eighth pole. And I mean, Johnny rides him great. Glad to have him today. It's a million-dollar race, California. So let's just hope he handles the track and see how he does.
He's been training really nicely at Churchill coming up to this.
Right.
It hasn't really had a straw in his path, and that's. You can't ask for more going into a million-dollar race.
Yeah, and we had good weather in Kentucky. We got lucky a lot of mornings. We only had a few warm ones, but he handles himself well. He handled just everything, the ship out here good. He's galloped good here. He feels good. He's eating good, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, those old horses, they get to Del Mar, and they get to feeling good. You know, I imagine it's the same in New Orleans, close to the ocean, and the negative ions in the air make them feel good, right. Make them feel younger. Has he showed you any signs of that when he got to California?
He just, you know, he's a happy horse all the time. So I haven't seen him. He was happy in Dubai. We didn't do very well, but he seemed happy there. He's on his toes. He's doing good. Like you said, the weather's terrific out here. It's nice and cool this morning. So I think it's all positive.
What worries you the most about that surface? Is the surface itself, the short stretch? What is your biggest
anything,
concern?
You know, we haven't gotten beat yet, so. I worry about anything, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to hear those.
I see Del Mar agrees with you as well, Dallas.
Well, we're going to find out here in a little while.
Delmar was made for Dallas Stewart. He knows how to have a good time, and he knows how to get a horse ready. So I think it's a town he would appreciate most of the time.
Let's go get him.
Dallas, you attribute that effort of the Woodward last year that much to the track that it made you think twice and then ultimately not pull the trigger about coming back for a race like the Whitney or the Woodward?
I mean, I don't know why it didn't run good. I thought about it all year long. I just couldn't come up with an answer. So I was like, well, we have another option, but maybe we should take that option. You know, it's just it's a plain ride east or it's a plain ride west. What you going to do? So we went with the west.
It's an interesting way to look at it. I don't think a lot of people – a lot of trainers ordinarily look at it that way. I think they just gravitate towards the East Coast. The money's just as green out there, and if you feel like you're up against it.
Yeah, I mean, the Freedom Cup's out here, too, you know, so.
You've had some success at Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup.
Just the one. It was pretty good.
One's pretty good in my book.
Damn right.
When it's the Breeders' Cup distaff, one for one's just fun. People made a living off being just one for one in the Breeders' Cup for a long time, I can tell you that.
She ran great. She traveled out here. She was only here a short time, you know. And I mean, she was really good. If you compare the two, I mean, she was just ready to win. You know, he's getting there. He's getting as good. I was thinking about it this morning. Is he as good as her? I mean, I don't know if he is, but he's getting there. If he's not, he's getting there. So if he comes up with a big race today, I mean, you got to feel real good about him in a classic, you know. So,
wow, looking ahead already. You know, he's such a cool horse because he's earned almost $3.5 million, and
yep.
I don't want to say he's done it under the radar, but I don't think anybody would say how much. If you asked me how much money is Seeking the Soul made, I don't think I could have come close to $3 million.
If you called my wife, she would have told you.
That might be the best answer of all time.
Well, listen, guys, we've got to get busy and do a few things. So I hope you guys are doing well. And we look forward to a great race today. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you all for everything.